بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, today I got news of the passing away of one of my dearest and closest friends now for over 30 years, Sayyid Muhammad Afzal. He was an IPS officer, he was an ADG in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh Police. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him Jannatul Firdaus Ula'ala bi ghairi hisab, and I request all of you to make dua for him. And those of you who have the opportunity to go to the Haram, to request you to make dua for him there in the Haramain Sharifain. Afzal was 56 years old, and one of the most wonderful human beings that I've ever had the pleasure and honor of knowing and calling a friend. He was very close to me, and I know that I was very close to him. I first met him in the NPA when, in 1990, when I trained his batch, and we have ever since been friends, remained in contact, and of course met multiple times. Afzal invited me to address various August gatherings, which I was able to do, alhamdulillah. The long and short of it is that the reason I'm mentioning this, of course, is first of all to request you all to make dua for him. But apart from that, it brings home for me again and again and again the fact that one day all of us, no matter what we believe or choose not to believe, no matter how we live our lives, good or bad, no matter what we leave behind, one day we will meet Allah. Alhamdulillah, those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who try to live their lives according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and alhamdulillah, Afzal was one of them, look forward to that meeting. But those who are not in that situation, and they may not want to have that meeting, but we have no choice. We go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand this incontrovertible reality called life, which is finite. We all know it is finite. There is nobody in the world, Muslim or non-Muslim, theist or atheist, who believes that life is infinite. We all believe that it will end. Even though we have different views about what is likely to happen after our life is ended, the fact remains that nobody believes that they are going to stay forever. Nobody believes that they will, that they will not die. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this beautiful religion of Islam, which tells us without uncertainty, in definite, concrete, clear terms, what will happen after we die. And the reason I say this, that we are told this in very definite, concrete terms, which is completely and totally believable, because the one telling us is the one who does not die. Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. How can anybody who himself or herself dies tell us what will happen after we die? How can anyone who dies and does not come back, and that applies to every single human being that ever walked the face of the planet and ever will walk the face of the planet, one who dies never comes back. So how can somebody who is alive, who has not died yet, tell us what will happen after we die? So no matter who it is, I choose not to believe them, because no matter how much I respect them and their knowledge and their sincerity, the reality is that a fish cannot tell me how living outside water feels. And a human being cannot tell me how living in water, breathing water, feels. So if a human being cannot tell me how a fish feels living in water, how can a human being tell me what it feels to be in the grave? How can a human being tell me what it feels to be in Alamul Barzakh? How can a human being tell me what it feels to be resurrected on the Day of Judgment? How can a human being describe for me the scene that I will see when I am resurrected on the Day of Judgment? There is only one who can tell me all of these things with complete and total certainty, and who I am completely and totally comfortable to believe, and that is the one who owns that Day of Judgment. The one who created Al-Alamul Shahada wal-Alamul Barzakh. The one who owns the Jannah and the Jahannam. The one who owns the throne, Rabbul Arshil Kareem. The one who, before whom we will be brought, Maliki Yawmiddin. And the one who said about himself, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. My brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. My friend Afzal died with Iman. And he died after a prolonged illness with cancer, a brain tumor. And so I remember the hadith of Rasulullah, where he said that even a thorn does not prick the foot of a believer except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sin for him. And a lot more than a thorn happened to Afzal. Massive surgeries, chemotherapy. Alhamdulillah, whatever medical science had to offer was tried, and this is good. There is nothing wrong with that. But the qadr of Allah is the qadr of Allah. And alhamdulillah, it is my fervent hope and dua that Afzal meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state where Allah has forgiven all his sins because of the trials and tribulations of his life. And that Allah enters him into Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bighayri hisab and grants him the honor of being in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The reason I'm saying all this is not because the question is about Afzal, the question is about me, because I am alive. The question is about all of you who are listening to this because you are alive. Alhamdulillah, Afzal met his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu in a state of Iman. And Rasulullah ﷺ promised Jannah for the one who dies with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But I'm still alive, and you are still alive. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in a state of Iman and to take us in a state of Iman, but we must not relax. We must not take it for granted that it will happen. It will happen if we make the effort. Inshallah, we have every hope and faith in the mercy of our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu and in His forgiveness, to know with complete and total certainty that our efforts will not be wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow our efforts to go wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward of our efforts, and He will give those rewards in keeping with His majesty and grace, not in keeping with the meager and small efforts that we make, but in keeping with His glory and majesty. But the effort has to be there. Illa mashallah, there is no reward if there is no effort. And that is why I remind myself and you to take every single news of the death of somebody as a wake-up call to us personally, to say that Malakul Maut is saying to us, today I came for him, tomorrow I will come for you. And I'm warning you in advance because I am your friend. I don't want to meet you in a state where you are surprised to meet me. I don't want you to meet me in a state where you tell me, please give me some time because I will have no power to give you any time. I will have been sent by my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu with a job to do and I will do my job. I have no choice in the matter. Even if I wanted to give you time, I could not give you time. If Malakul Maut was going to talk to me and you, this is what he would say. And so, every notice of the passing away of anybody is a direct call for us, a wake-up call for us. Not just to wake up and keep lying in bed, but to wake up and get out of bed and do something about our lives. To bring those lives in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us. And to do that joyfully because knowing that whatever Allah wants for us is the absolute best thing that can possibly happen for us. There is nothing else which is as important. There is nothing else which is as good. There is nothing else which is as powerful for us in our lives than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us. Nothing else. Because nobody is more Rahman or Rahim than Allah. Nobody is more concerned about us than Allah. Nobody is more interested that we get into Jannah other than Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loads the scales in our favor with His forgiveness, with His mercy, with His rahmah, with His maghfirah. It is for us to take advantage of that. I remind myself and you, let us do it. Let us ensure that we never do anything which is haram. No matter what the world thinks. Because the day you and I die, my brothers and sisters, you will realize exactly how many people come with us into our graves. The nearest and dearest ones of ours will put us in our graves and throw mud on our face. So let us make this complete and total, firm, strong niyyah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. That we will never indulge in anything which is haram. We will never earn haram, we will never spend haram, we will never eat haram, we will never drink haram, we will never do anything which has the slightest doubt about it. Stay far away from the things which are doubtful. Number one. Number two, that we will fulfill all the faraid, whatever Allah made fard, we will do that at its correct time, which starts with the fard salawat. As soon as the masajid open, inshallah, after COVID, we will go to the masjid to pray. Our fasting in Ramadan, our zakat and hajj. Let us make absolute firm niyyah that we will complete all of these things. And let us make a complete and firm niyyah that we will bring our lives onto the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, which starts with repairing our akhlaq. Sunnah in our appearance, sunnah in our speech, sunnah in our dealings, sunnah in our society, and sunnah inside and outside our homes. Being kind to people, good to people, fair and just, and giving more than what is due. Not taking anybody's haq, not being unjust with anybody. And we continuously seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be kind on us as He always is, to have mercy on us, to forgive us, and to strengthen us at a time when there will be no one other than Allah. Because He said, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْهُلْقُومِ وَعَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا كِلَّا تُوصِرُونَ He said, when the breath is stuck in those throats, and you are standing on, and you are looking, the others are looking, the breath is stuck in my throat, and you are standing there and looking, and you are wishing that you can give me back my life, but you are helpless. And Allah said, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا كِلَّا تُوصِرُونَ We are closest to you at that time, but you cannot see us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this beautiful awareness at that time, and to give us the same awareness today, which will keep us away from all sin, which will keep us away from all disobedience of Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and which will keep us in obedience of Him and trying always to achieve and to get His forgiveness and to get His pleasure. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.